Good morning, Sunday the 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're going to jump all over. We're going to do this quick. We're going to jump all over. By the way, we lost last night. Got to throw that out there because we talk about the winning. It's been a lot of the winning, but we did lose last night. All right, so we're going to jump in this quick. We're doing a DraftKings boost. It's a three-leg college parlay. You can do parlay, same game parlay, same game parlay plus. This is going to be a parlay with alternate lines. We're going to do the last three games. This is still a reward for the folks, you guys that jump in early when you get notification or when you're looking for the podcast, I guess. We'll still do the last three games, but the first of those three starts at 12. So if you miss that, well, let's just tell you what we're doing. All right, so Duquesne, we're taking Duquesne on the first leg. We're going to tease that number, though. We're going to get Duquesne plus 8 rather than the plus 2 to 2.5 that they're at. We're going to take Wisconsin plus 9.5. They're at 3.5 now. We're going to move it up to 9.5. And then the other game, the third game, we're not going to take a side between UAB and Temple. We're going to take an over 133.5. The line's at 139 at DraftKings. We're going to take over 133.5. All that together with the 50% boost is plus 235. And I would recommend just playing the boost on this. Unless your unit size is less than the allowable boost, then play one unit. If it's less than the allowable boost. If it's more, just play the boost. Don't put any more money on this. It's a three-leg parlay, which brings a lot of risk with it. It's still a good payout, but really this play becomes a play because you're getting a 50% advantage on this line, which puts the odds in your favor. Of course, you still have to win the bet in order for the odds to pay off. Now, that's it, unless you can't get to Duquesne VCU because that starts in an hour and a half or so. When you get this, it should be about an hour and a half, a little bit more than that now. And the other two are 2:15 and 2:30 Central Time, 3:15 Eastern, noon, basically Pacific. So if you can't do that and you need this parlay, you want to do this parlay, then I'd still take the Wisconsin plus 9.5 and I'd take the Temple game over 133.5. I would add it'll become a same game parlay plus. What you'll be doing then is you'll take Wisconsin plus as many points as it'll allow you to take. You'll take the under for the total, but you'll tease the number up as high as you can get it. And there's a little bit, DraftKings limits some of the flexibility on the numbers they'll allow you to do, which is their way of trying to stay a little safe with these spreads when they're offering boosts. But get the number up as high as you can for the total and then take under. Take Wisconsin with as many points as you have. So there's your same game parlay. And then you need three legs, so you move over to the same game parlay plus or extra. And you take that Temple UAB game to go over, tease the number down as low as you can get it, take the over, and then get your 50% boost, and that'd be what I would do. So this way, if you're not one of the early birds in the hour and a half window that you'll have, you'll then have 3.5 hours to jump on the second part of that bet. Okay, good luck.